The University of Alaska has entered into an agreement with the office, with the Federal Office of Civil Rights, to address problems with the handling of sexual assault and harassment cases. UA was one of dozens of universities around the country singled out by the OCR for a compliance review in 2014. Speaking Monday at a press conference, UA President Jim Johnson says some improvements have already been made since the review started, but it's not enough.
We're still working to improve how we respond and how we investigate and resolve campus sexual assaults and sexual harassment. In short, we are committed to promoting a culture of safety on all of our campuses.
The Title IX agreement with the OCR covers numerous areas, including the hiring of Title IX coordinators at each UA campus, as well as a statewide overseer.
We're going to add more positions across the campuses to provide training for our students and for others on our campuses. And also, we're going to strengthen our investigation capacity.
The agreement also stipulates annual campus climate surveys, the creation of student review committees, and the clarification of reporting, response, and adjudication processes. UA will also coordinate better with local law enforcement.
We've already done some of this, but we'll continue to reassess and take corrective action in cases that did come up between 2011 and 2015.
Johnson adds that under the agreement, more than 300 incidents reported in the past 2 years will also be reviewed. The university attributes the increase in cases to more people reporting, and University of Alaska Southeast Chancellor Rick Caulfield called that a positive.
We think now that because of the training that's been provided to all of our employees in those settings, the clarity about the process that students can use to bring forward their concerns, we're now getting better reporting.
This is Laura McCullough, Dean of Students at Fairbanks. I'd like to add on. I also think that the reason that these we're getting more reports is because we're also, our efforts are educational, so we're teaching students in our community what behavior is acceptable and what's not.
McCullough says the university has developed response and adjudication procedures aimed at balancing due process and safety.